Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Deadly earthquakes, Trump's picks. I'm Elliot Francis. Authorities in New Zealand have downgraded tsunami warnings around that country following a pair of powerful earthquakes there. Bill Michaels tells more.
The magnitude 7.8 quake struck South Island early Monday, just after midnight local time. The Ministry of Civil Defense and Emergency Management reported that a tsunami wave struck about 1:50 a.m. and warned residents living in low-lying areas anywhere along the country's east coast to move to higher ground. Prime Minister John Key says there were fatalities.
There have been two fatalities. At this point, we're unable to give you precise information of what caused those fatalities.
Tsunami warnings have been downgraded to coastal warnings. I'm Bill Michaels.
At least two people were killed. Donald Trump has named GOP Party Chairman Reince Priebus as new chief of staff, placing the longtime Washington insider in one of the most powerful positions in the White House. Meanwhile, controversial campaign manager Steve Bannon is named senior counselor. I'm Elliot Francis. President-elect Trump is trying to figure out if he can split his time between D.C. and his home in New York. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
New York was the first capital of the U.S., and it may go back to being the capital on a part-time basis. While touring the White House, President-elect Trump reportedly said that he might want to return to his home at Trump Tower frequently rather than spend every night in D.C. Now, this presents tremendous security issues for the NYPD and Secret Service. Trump Tower is currently surrounded by Sanitation Department dump trucks and concrete jersey barriers on the sidewalk. A no-fly zone was created overhead. Midtown Manhattan could be in store for 4 years of gridlock during the Trump presidency. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid is backing Congressman Keith Ellison to be the next head of the Democratic National Committee. Reid calls the Minnesota representative a terrific leader and a strong progressive who can get things done. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County Police are looking for the vandals who defaced a wall and a sign at an Episcopal church in a heavily Latino neighborhood of Silver Spring. It happened sometime Saturday night at the Episcopal Church of Our Savior. A banner advertising the church's Spanish language service was slashed, and the words, "Trump Nation, Whites Only," were written on the back. The same phrase was scrawled on a brick wall in the memorial garden of the parish. January is normally a slow time economically for D.C. as tourists spend their money where it's warmer. But that won't be the case this January.
The D.C. metropolitan area will likely get an economic boost this January as people pack into hotels for the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump.
And that makes a big difference in the occupancy rate. And so we see it in a narrow way with jobs and spending in that week in January.
Economist Stephen Fuller says our region will get another economic boost as lobbyists spend more money wining and dining
to meet and greet the new elected officials, not only in the executive branch, but also new congressmen and senators.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Kirk Cousins threw for 2 touchdowns. Preston Smith had a pair of sacks as the Redskins beat the Vikings. Coach Jay Gruden.
That's a good football team we beat. Hats off to the Vikings and Coach Zimmer. It was a great game. Every game that we play, we have to come out with urgency, and they did today. We had started out great. They came back like we knew they would, but we answered the bell again and got the win.
Next Sunday night, the Skins host Green Bay. Opponents of the natural gas drilling technique known as fracking are holding events across Maryland today as the state's environmental regulators prepare to publish proposed rules for issuing fracking permits. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,848, the NASDAQ at 52,37. Sports, the Redskins beat Minnesota, the Eagles and Cowboys also win. The late game, Seattle beats New England. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. NBA, the Wizards are idle till Wednesday. WMAL News Time 504 up next. Traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your kids' gaming apps could cost you thousands.
Almost $13,000 in debt.
Racked up in just 1 week. And the parents had no idea.
They don't know the difference between real money and fantasy money.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Are parents responsible for the charges? Seven on Your Side's Horace Holmes reveals your rights as a parent when you get the bill.
I was furious.
Learn how to protect yourself from the gaming app money trap. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Uh-huh. Where are you going?
Washington, D.C.
That's nice. When will you be home?
I'm not sure. Could be a couple weeks.
Uh-huh. Well, who's going to be there?
A bunch of kids you don't know, and some guy named Alex.
Okay. Well, keys are on the counter.
Cool. Thanks.
Pay attention, because some very smart teenagers are taking a road trip to Jeopardy.
Who was James Oglethorpe?
Yes, that's it.
Catch the $100,000 Jeopardy Teen Tournament quarterfinals from Washington, D.C.
tonight at 7:30 on ABC 7.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, quiet. Maryland, Virginia, no troubles coming in from the west. Really off to a nice start here early on. Southeast, southwest freeway lanes open each direction from Maryland on 270, 95 and the BW Parkway. If you're one of our early risers, good time to get going down through to the Beltway. That looks good. Now to Annapolis and Bowie, 50, no problems. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice start to the day with sunshine here this morning, but clouds will increase throughout the day. Even a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Better chance of rain tonight, mid-40s. Early shower Tuesday, otherwise decreasing clouds, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 27 in Herndon, 28 in Bowie, 40 degrees in Washington. After Donald Trump's win, New Yorkers volunteer to aid fearful commuters. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It's 5:06. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry this post-Redskins victory Monday morning. At 7:05, Joe DiGenova will tell us about his reaction to last week's election and the Trump administration going forward. 7:35, Trevor Maddich reflects on yesterday's Redskins victory. 8:05, David Martosco, Daily Mail, who covered the Trump campaign every day, it seemed. And then at 8:35, Sean Spicer of the RNC to talk about his boss, man he's worked closely with for 5 years, named as the new chief of staff, Reince Priebus. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's a question for you here this morning. Who needs to step up and do something about the protests and the acts of hate that have all been documented of late? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. You know, a lot of people taken to the streets. There have been acts of violence. There have been acts of arson. There have been people who have defaced buildings and have been phrases put across signs and buildings, and there's been all kind of graffiti that suggests an act of racism is at play here. Who should step up and try to put an end to this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me just say to you, first of all, that this is dangerous territory to wade into, actually, if you're going to hold the position that I hold. But I'm gonna try to gently delve into this. I keep reading these stories about, for example, a sign at a Maryland church was defaced. It was a sign at a church that had a high Hispanic members of the community there. And the sign said, Trump Nation, whites only. And this is being said to be, well, this is the Donald Trump people who have been set free to express themselves in the wake of the election. And it seems almost that it is assumed by the mainstream media that this is the Trump people. These are the people who supported Donald Trump who were doing these kind of things. And I'm not at all certain that's the case. It seems to me that there are two groups of people in in this country right now. There are those who won, their guy won, and there are those whose guy lost. And the guy who, the people who supported the guy who won are pretty happy right now. And the people who were angry would seem to me to be the people who lost the election. It certainly seems to be the people that are out on the streets and marching and setting fires and creating all kinds of havoc. Is it at least possible that there are those within that community who want to roil up angry people even more, to want to drive them to do things and to join their movement? Is it possible that the stuff that is happening in some of these cases is actually being put out there by people who supported Hillary Clinton and who are angry at the idea of a President Trump? And all they want to do is stir up the masses and make people who are a little irritated angry enough to take to the streets. Isn't it at least possible? And why isn't that something that is at least being considered by the mainstream media when they report it, instead of just assuming from the first get-go that this is the act of people who supported Donald Trump? Look, I condemn it one way or the other. I don't know who's responsible. I condemn the action, and I think it's wrong. Don't ever suggest that I support anything like this. I think it's horrific. But I don't automatically assume when I look at this that this is indeed the Trump people. Isn't it at least possible it could be those who are angry about the outcome of the election? I mean, who would be more motivated, the people who were won or the people who lost? I don't know. I smell a rat here. And I would like for us to look at this matter very closely to make sure, before we start casting aspersions on the Trump people, that we really know who is responsible for these acts of hatred and violence in some cases. But that's my opinion. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630. Who needs now to step up? Is it the Trump people that need to step up and put an end to this? Or is it the people on the other side of the equation, the Democrats, the Al Sharptons, the President Obama, Hillary Clinton? Do they need to step up and say something about these protest? I'd like to have your thoughts.
Well, on your point about the vandalism and the immediate assumption from the media that this is, you know, rampant, racist, hate-filled Trump supporters who now feel finally able to and in some way, you know, legally unleashed to go ahead and vandalize places with their hate speech and hate symbols. I'm completely with you. I don't know why it has to be fraught with danger to approach a topic and try to get to the truth. The truth should not be controversial. I don't know who's doing this. That kind of thing. But I can tell you this, in my lifetime, the vast, 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 vast majority of vandalism that was politically motivated, that or protests or graffiti that has been politically motivated have all come from the left. The left destroys things. The left vandalizes things. The left tags things with graffiti. That's not really a conservative movement kind of thing. You know, you look at Occupy Wall Street, you look at the protests at the WTO, you look at the protests that happened at the Republican National Convention, you look at these protests on the streets and the bonfires and the smashing of windows and the graffiti that I saw in the Trump International Hotel yesterday when I went down to have a very nice brunch, and it's all from the left. So suddenly you see one thing that is, you know, in some way, you know, anti-Latino, and it's just assumed that it's a Trump person. I wouldn't leap down that path, by the way. But in terms of who needs to stop this, who needs to step up, absolutely, it's time for President Obama and Hillary Clinton, and by the way, also members of the mainstream media, to step up and say, listen, you woke up Wednesday morning thinking that your country that you love just elected Adolf Hitler as president.
Because that's what you've been told.
And you think that because we spent months telling you that. I, President Obama, said that. Hillary Clinton basically said that. The media basically said that. Well, guess what? Things get said in an election. And it's not true. Your country is not filled with racist fascists. And this man is not a racist fascist who is going to put people in internment camps and turn us into some sort of white supremacist nation. So everyone needs to calm down. We're your party. We're here for you. But if you're out there in the streets protesting, I'm not with you. I'm with him. That's what they need to say. They won't say it because there's way too much to gain politically by having people protest in the streets the way we're seeing.
You mentioned the vandalism and the tagging. You know, I can't ever recall during the Tea Party protests that we saw spray paint slogans on buildings. I don't remember that.
Quite the opposite, Brian.
Exactly. There are often cases where when the Tea Party held a rally, the place was cleaner when they left than when they started. That was their reputation. So I'm having a hard time understanding how it is all of a sudden that these hidden racists in our society now feel absolutely free to go about doing the things that they would not do before. Well, that's my opinion. I'm sorry. I do. I smell a rat here. Mike in Falls Church, who needs to step up and say something about this? Who needs to quell this rebellion that's going on?
Guys, first of all, it lays at the feet of the President of the United States. He needs to come out and give a civics lesson on winning and losing. The problem is these people are used to getting participation trophies, and maybe that's what they need in order to leave. I don't know. But point number two, you have an alt-right and an alt-left. This is the worst of any alt I've ever seen in this nation. Nobody's talking about the alt-left and the protesters, the anarchists, and the ones actually probably getting paid still by Soros and a few of the other folks that we've seen over the election cycle.
Yeah,
it's gotta be a collective responsibility.
Yeah, the professional protesters with their professionally printed signs from the Answer Coalition, which is, by the way, a socialist group. Well, listen, if that's the case, Mike, at least Donald Trump should jump out there and take a victory lap and say, see, I'm already getting people jobs in this country.
Just people leaving. You can take their jobs.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, so what do you think about it? We'd love to have your thoughts. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's 515. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Virginia. 66 will start with you. Eastbound, just hang with it here. Just a brief delay passing business 234. That's the second Manassas coming inbound. And right shoulder now with the fire truck. It was reported as a car fire. Now they're saying it was an overheat, so not too much activity. But again, you will see some flashing lights slowing us just a bit. 66 Manassas. Really, that's about it. Beyond that, quiet to the Beltway and through Falls Church to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. No troubles if you're on the Greenway. Toll Road looking good on 95, 395 for 270. Early ride here out of the Frederick area down through Clarksburg and the Beltway. Fantastic. And everybody following the light of this gorgeous moon around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, without any issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a slight chance of showers this morning, high of 57 degrees. Tonight, rain showers early, and then maybe steady rain showers overnight. We're looking at rain today, basically, once the sun goes down, low around 45 overnight. And then tomorrow, there could still be some lingering showers in the morning, then cloudy skies early in the day. Might clear up by the afternoon tomorrow, high around 55. Right now, still a little chilly out there, 39 degrees at 516.
Tonight on ABC7, if your kids' gaming apps charge thousands on your credit card, are you responsible? 7 on Your Side, tonight on ABC7 News at 6.
What do you think they're demonstrating against?
Well, I think in some cases you have professional protesters, and we had it, if you look at WikiLeaks.
You think those people down there are
professional? Well, Leslie, yeah, I think some of them will be professional.
Okay,
yeah, look,
but what about, they're in every city. When they demonstrate against you and there are signs out there, I mean, don't you say to yourself, I guess you don't, you know, do I have to worry about this? Do I have to go out and assuage them? Do I have to tell them not to be afraid? They're afraid.
I would tell them don't be afraid. Absolutely.
But that's not what you're saying. I said it.
Oh, I think, no, I think I'm saying it. I've been saying it.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. If Hillary had won, and if my people went out and protested, everybody would say, oh, that's a terrible thing. And it would have been a much different attitude. There is a different attitude. You know, there's a double standard here.
That was Donald Trump on 60 Minutes, and he told people, if you're responsible and you're my supporter, stop it. But I'm not sure that it is his supporters. I'm not absolutely sure about that. Who needs to, you know, stand up and say, by the way, I think the president and his treatment of Donald Trump at the Oval Office was a step in the right direction, but I think he needs to say more.
That was the day after the election. I mean, there needs to be. He needs to come out and say, all right, folks.
Do you remember?
We got bonfires.
Do you remember when
here.
Donald Trump was going around the country in the early part of his campaign, and every time he would have some kind of campaign event, there would be violence outside? Do you remember how that happened?
We've learned now where that came from.
Yeah, it happened time and time and time again. And then all of a sudden, it turned off like somebody flipped a switch, didn't it? Because they found out that it was actually motivating people to support Donald Trump instead of having the desired effect that those protesters wanted. And it stopped immediately. Right. Organic protests don't stop like that.
And Brian, we have actually found through the James O'Keefe videos that these were Democratic operatives who were going out there and instigating violence. They called it bird dogging. And it's listen, is every person out there on a payroll somewhere and is it all organized? No, not all of it. Some of it is spontaneous because, again, they woke up in the morning thinking, my God, Barack Obama told me this was Hitler. But it's the leadership. I don't get, there's nothing that Donald Trump can say that will stop these protests short of, I'll step down and Hillary can be your president. Yeah. So why the pressure's on him, I don't get it. I don't blame him.
Angela in Mount Clair, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning. I agree with you, Brian. I thought right away that this is a bunch of Democrat, leftist, Hillary supporters writing these racist remarks all over the place, especially in Maryland. I mean, come on. And you know, the more that the demonstrations go on and the more they tear up, the weaker and weaker and weaker the Democrat Party becomes. The left becomes weaker every single day that this happens. The more violence that takes place, the weaker the Democrat Party becomes. So they need to take care of their own house for their own reasons. They're just making themselves look bad, and the country is sick and tired of that. And we demonstrated that by voting Mr. Trump in.
Well, I'm going to mostly agree with you there. I don't know who's responsible. I don't absolutely know for sure who is responsible. But I don't automatically look at a series of facts and assume that one side is responsible and the other is not.
Well, we'll see. The thing about it is just it doesn't match with the way that the Tea Party, and all, they've never done anything like that.
I totally agree.
And I just don't think, it just doesn't match. Now, the left, that matches some of the things that they've done and the way that they try to pretend that it's supporters of the Republicans or whatever person running for office when it's really them doing this stuff all the time. Yeah. It's been proven before.
Yeah.
And again, and if the Democrats don't step up to the plate and stop all this rioting, they just become weaker. It's not going to go on forever. But the longer it does, the weaker they become. And so that's, you know.
Yeah, I've been trying to find the right phrase for this, and somebody on Twitter has given us the phrase that is used at times. An agent provocateur. Somebody who goes out of their way to make sure that they're stirring the pot, that, you know, that they take a little bit of anger and try to make it a great deal of anger by the actions that they take. I just keep smelling a rat in all of this. Listen.
Well, so I just so we are clear, you're talking about these acts of violence that are supposedly in the name of conservatives or racists or whatever.
The KKK, they say, all of a sudden is active. I just don't buy that.
But here's the deal. This is what's most remarkable to me, Brian, and really sort of what we were setting up to talk about. The vast majority of violence we're seeing over the last 5 days is violence on behalf of these protesters. You want to know who's defacing things? Go walk down and look in front of buildings downtown in Washington, D.C. Go look in front of every Trump building in New York City. They're not hiding it. They're the ones who are defacing things. So now we have this one act in Maryland that they claim is some racist anti-Latino group that they don't know. It seems to me that you look at the people who have a propensity for destroying and vandalizing things and start there.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any quibble with
But who should step up? What is the way to stop the protests from happening in the streets?
In my mind, the president needs to be the person who comes up and says, this should stop. The election was held. It was fair and square. It's over, folks. It's over. In this country, that's the way things are done. You don't, you know, it'd be like somebody, I saw somebody compare it to, it's like we didn't like the outcome of the World Series. Yeah. So we're going to take to the streets and protest. It was fair and square. It was a fair and square election. Nobody is suggesting otherwise. 522.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
No, it's getting dark a lot earlier now. And holiday travel, it's just around the corner. You need to make sure that your home and family are always protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring, starting at the great price of only $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and save. And you may say, well, why Ackerman, Brian? Well, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. They make it very easy for for you to switch over. You can even leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get the great peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at only $19.95 a month. And Ackerman Wells Security is all they do. So they do it better than anyone else. And they've got technology. If you like bells and whistles, you've come to the right place. Their total control system will allow you to work at your system from the smartphone, tablet, or computer. And you can, it's a Total Connect service, excuse me. You can use your smartphone, tablet, or computer. You can even view live video for just a few dollars more with their Total Connect service. So switch to Ackerman. Mention WMAL. You'll get 3 months of monitoring free if you call in the month of November. Here's the number, 888-999-1070, or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday, and here we come around the Beltway. Good. So if you're heading out early here, no worries. Maryland or Virginia around the Beltway. 66, though we are bunched up a bit. Had initial reports of a car fire, then crews said it was an overheat, but we still have the activity. East on 66 as you pass Business 234, all that over to the right shoulder, but dark, flashing lights, definitely the distraction. A 95, a little bit of volume starts to form in Aquia and again in through Woodbridge, but again, it's just the volume. Through that stretch, 270, no early worries. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice start to the day with sunshine here this morning, but clouds will increase throughout the day. Even a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Better chance of rain tonight, mid-40s. Early shower Tuesday, otherwise decreasing clouds, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 degrees, 526.
I think the President of the United States, Secretary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, perhaps others can come forward and ask for calm and ask for a peaceful transition and ask their supporters, which are masquerading as protesters now, many of them professional and paid, by the way, I'm sure, ask them to give this man a chance.
That was Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday. Who needs to step up in all of this? How about Keith in Winchester? Keith, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Three quick points. First, I seem to recall in the debates, a certain Hillary Clinton was demanding that Donald Trump accept the results of the election. Second point, those professional protesters, there are ads even this weekend on Craigslist looking to hire such people. And third, a different topic, isn't Kirk Cousins making the Redskins great again?
All right. He had to get all three of us. Thank you very much, Keith. And I agree with point three for sure. Listen, these are difficult times. And we've been through a really, really emotional election. I mean, I've been on the phone talking to people that, in my own family who are very upset about this and just saying, you know what? It's going to be okay. Everybody just take a deep breath. But in this particular case, it's hard to take a deep breath and to move on when there are people out there, I think, intent on roiling the waters. And it's time for the leadership of the Democratic Party, and that would be President Obama at the top, to come forward and to ask people to stop this stuff.
It's 528 on WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression.
At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here. You're actually here.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought 10 p.m. was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir.
All you have to do is point.
Okay. How about that filing cabinet way back there? Am I dreaming this?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we played you a little bit of audio of Donald Trump on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl yesterday. We'll play more as he gave an exclusive interview from inside Trump Tower. By the way, the producer I saw in a picture had to put little booties over his shoes so he didn't mess up the carpet. That's your president-elect. It's 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In his first sit-down TV interview since winning the election, Donald Trump told CBS's 60 Minutes he rejects acts of violence, harassment, and vandalism that his supporters have been committing in his name.
I would say don't do it. That's terrible. Because I'm going to bring this country together.
They're harassing Latinos, Muslims.
I am so saddened to hear that. And I say stop it. If it helps, I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Someone over the weekend vandalized a sign and a wall at a Silver Spring church, scrawling the message, quote, Trump Nation, whites only. The vandalism occurred at an Episcopal church in a heavily Latino neighborhood. President-elect Trump has made two important appointments, choosing RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as chief of staff and campaign chairman Steve Bannon as chief strategist.
Priebus is known inside the Beltway and has good working relationships with Republicans on Capitol Hill. People like Senator Mitch McConnell, who's a Senate Majority Leader, and House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's been a longtime friend of Priebus. And those relationships and Priebus's knowledge of exactly how Washington works could be key in helping Trump pass his legislative agenda through Congress. Now, Bannon, who's the Trump campaign CEO, also ran Breitbart News. And that news site's been accused of catering to racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic audiences.
Correspondent Chris Freites. WikiLeaks chief Julian Assange will finally have to face questions from prosecutors that drove him to seek refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy. Swedish officials say Assange will be interviewed at the embassy today by prosecutors. He'll question him about allegations concerning possible sex crimes. Assange denies wrongdoing. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,848. The NASDAQ at 52,37. Sports wins for the Redskins, Cowboys, and Eagles. The late game goes to Seattle. Hockey, the Caps are idle till tomorrow. NBA, the Wizards are off till Wednesday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Hybridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Smile confidently, knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth should. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-0388 or visit BethesdaHybrids.com. That's 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHYBridge.com.
Ah, yes, it's that time of year again. Football's in full swing. The seasonal coffee drinks are brewing, and the annual maintenance fee for your timeshare is about to be mailed out. Don't you just love the fall? Chris Plant here. If you want that timeshare you're not using anymore to vacate your life, do what thousands of people are doing every month. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the industry leader when it comes to getting you out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and forever. The fact of the matter is, most timeshare contracts are in perpetuity. That means they don't expire. They pass from you to your kids to their kids. Friends, leave your kids memories. Maybe a family heirloom. Don't leave them a timeshare with increasing maintenance fees. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. Call today and schedule your free in-person consultation to review your contract and your options. Then, if you want out, know that Timeshare Exit Team stands behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Research them at TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change, and change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7, a little bit of volume to get by the crash. Eastbound Route 7, right as you come up to Belmont Ridge Road. Watch for police at the scene there. Again, that's eastbound side of Route 7. Eastbound side of 66. We're slow through the Manassas interchanges to get past Business 234. Activity still on the right shoulder from the earlier reported car fire. For 95, 395. Well, 395 still wide open. 95, a little bit of volume in Stafford, again in Woodbridge. And just keep alert on DC 295. The crash reported in the northbound direction, opposite flow of the commute. Northbound right near Benning Road, southbound with the volume lanes open. South, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Increasing clouds for us today. Slight chance of a shower through the afternoon. Temperatures climbing towards the upper 50s. Better chance of rain tonight, mid-40s. An early shower Tuesday, otherwise decreasing clouds tomorrow, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Dumfries, 35 in La Plata, 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Got a great lineup for you here this morning at 7:05. Joe DeGeneva at 7:35. Trevor Matich on the Redskins victory at 8:05. David Martusko with the Daily Mail. We'll talk about the politics of the moment. And Sean Spicer at 8:35. He's number two at the RNC, or I guess he's number two until yesterday. I don't know what he is now. We'll talk to Sean coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Redskins did win yesterday. Do you know why they won?
Why?
Because they fought for old D.C.
They do. That's what
they do. That's what we'd like them to. They don't always. Donald Trump is the president-elect. That's right. Bobby Ewing, get back in that shower. And he appeared on 60 Minutes last night from Trump Tower. He looked like he was happy to be home, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Leslie Stahl there interviewing and said, all right, yeah, you know, listen, all right, fine. You won the election is what Leslie Stahl said. She didn't actually say that, but it sounded like it. That's the tone I got from her. Okay, fine. You won the election, not the popular vote, but the election. So I guess it's time that we look at some of the things that you were actually talking about as, you know, yeah. Policies.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Apparently, when you ran for president, you had some policies, some ideas, some notion of what you would want to do. You know, I didn't really notice because Hillary Clinton was the most qualified woman person ever to run, and she was going to be the first woman president. That's all we needed to know. But now that you're going into office, let's talk about some of your policies. So they did.
So let's go through very quickly some of the promises you made and tell us if you're going to do what you said or you're going to change it in any way. Are you really going to...
Wait. Before I leave, are you really gonna?
So, are you really gonna do these things?
Yeah. So here, she's gonna go through very quickly a list of all these promises. Wait, if you had to bet $1 million, Brian Wilson, what would be the very first thing she asked?
Immigration.
About? Specifically?
The wall.
Build a wall.
Yes.
They're talking about a fence in the Republican Congress.
Yeah.
Would you accept a fence?
For certain areas I would, but certain areas the wall is more appropriate. I'm very good at this. It's called construction. But
so part wall, part
would be,
fence?
Yeah, it could be some fencing.
I love that. She's now negotiating on behalf of the... So would you take a fence?
Yeah.
All right, no, because... All right, fine. I know you set a wall, but how about a fence? How about a fence, an electrified fence? Would you take that? Would you do that? How about with some turrets up here, with some drones flying over? This is Leslie Stahl. Yeah. Give me a break. Anyway, but by the way, there's nothing everyone's saying. Oh, he said he'd accept a fence in some places. Yeah, and some of the mountain ridges.
Listen, if you've ever been in that part of the world, you know there are places where it's not at all feasible to try to cross across the border, and so a full-fledged mountainous wall would not necessarily be the most cost-effective solution.
More, what about the deportation force, or as you and I like to call it, the existing law enforcement arm of ICE?
What about the pledge to deport millions and millions of undocumented immigrants?
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million. It could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate. But we're getting them out of our country. They're here illegally. After the border is secured and after everything gets normalized, we're going to make a determination on the people that you're talking about who are terrific people. They're terrific people. But we're going to make a determination at that. But before we make that determination, Leslie, it's very important. We want to secure our border.
All right. So you start to see the immigration policy crystallize here. Number one, build the wall. Mm-hmm. Number two, while we're building the wall, we start evaluating all of the people who are in this country illegally who are in jail, who are convicted felons, who have already committed crimes.
Who are convicted felons, who are people who've committed crimes who are actually not in jail.
Right.
Who fair have number been, of those.
Who
right.
have been let loose by the Obama administration, and they go, and he said it's up to 2 or 3 million people, gang members, drug dealers, et cetera. And then Leslie Stahl turned and asked about his relationship with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan.
So you were with Paul Ryan. You met with the Republican leadership. What was the one thing that you all agree want to get done right away?
Well, I would say there was more than one thing. There were three things. It was health care, there was immigration, and there was a major tax bill lowering taxes in this country.
Yeah.
We're going to substantially simplify and lower the taxes.
And you've got both houses.
And I have both houses, and we have the presidency, so we can do things
you
that
can
are
do things lickety
in
split.
A long time since it's happened. And they gave me a lot of credit. Don't forget, I was abused 4 or 5 weeks ago. They said I was going to, instead of having all three, we're going to lose all three. So that was good. But those are the three things that we really discussed.
All right, so that's your first 100 days right there in terms of working with the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans. Immigration, health care, and taxes. You happy with that agenda?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And look, I think
I'd throw in there Supreme Court Justice Ted Cruz.
I think that comes up. Right. In the interview, she did ask about that, and they're going to be moving quickly, and they got to move quickly on that. But he has to actually take the oath of office before he can make that nomination. Yes. So, you know, first things first. But I like the agenda, and I think it's important in Washington, you know, to prioritize and try to not bite off more than you can chew. And these are three things I think that you could attack simultaneously.
Would you not agree that the most difficult one, quite possibly, I mean, immigration might be fraught with some political dangers, but not any execution dangers, not execution, like, you know, death penalty. I mean, execution. They get it done.
Of getting it done.
Healthcare could possibly be the most challenging issue.
It could be because there are some elements, and he said that there are some elements of Obamacare that he wants to keep.
Yeah, here's a little bit of that. Just a little.
Let me ask you about Obamacare, which you say you're going to repeal and replace. When you replace it, are you going to make sure that people with preconditions are still covered?
Yes, because it happens to be one of the strongest assets.
You're going to keep that.
Also, with the children living with their parents for an extended period,
you're going to keep that.
Much try and keep that. Adds cost. But it's very much
so you got Leslie Stahl saying, okay, again, negotiating. You can keep this, you get to keep that. But you know, those are the things that Republicans in the House and Senate have been saying they'd keep for the last several
years. They've
been
saying that forever.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on it. As we promised you, whoever the new president was going to be, we're going to keep an eye on them and see if they're going to actually follow through with their agenda. It's President-elect Trump, and we'll be watching.
It is now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Last week, Defense Secretary Ash Carter urged Congress to adopt a proposed budget amendment that he said is, quote, vitally important for our national security, unquote. The proposed amendment funds initiatives based on recommendations by U.S. military commanders that he and Marine Corps General Joe Dunforth, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, reviewed. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
5:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not too tough this morning as we get started around the Beltway, Maryland-Virginia Beltway. Each loop looks good. Now for 95 South Maryland, as you're coming southbound south of the ICC, we do have a brief delay passing Powder Mill Road, minor fender bender over to the shoulder, so that's the distraction point. Once you get by there, then you're good to merge onto the Beltway. For 270, here we come, out of Frederick, the volume through Urbana down toward 109, and that continues to grow. Virginia, we have a bit of activity on Route 7. First, we'll start with the crash eastbound. So if you're coming out of Leesburg, eastbound up ahead as you come up to Belmont Ridge Road for the crash. One lane was getting by at last check. And they had some signal light problems as you make your trip on Route 7 right near Ashburn Village Boulevard. So do watch the timing of the light to try to fix that. And on 66 East in Manassas, as you pass Business 234, car fire activity was still remaining on the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase for us here today. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Better chance of rain tonight, middle 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 degrees at 5:46.
That's what you want. I mean, that's why you get up every day to make the donuts. You got to make some more money. And, you know, you always want to make the most money you can make for the work that you do. But here is an interesting, interesting thing. And I've always sucked into these kinds of stories because of what you and I do, Larry.
Yeah.
And the time of the day that
we've got a Google alert on sleep tips.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. If you want to make more money, perhaps what you need to do is go to bed just a little earlier.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Come back. He just left the room. I'm not kidding. Larry, come back, please. So here's the thing. If you, apparently, there's a study out there that suggests that if you get more sleep...
Heather Hunter, our producer, wrestled
me to
the ground.
She messaged you, come back, that's right. That you will actually make more money in the long run. And they've done some interesting studies, you know, now with these Fitbit wrist things.
Yes, I use one. It gives me my sleep.
It tells you how much sleep, and they can take that, data and then do some interesting studies.
Yeah, my Fitbit, when he calculates my data, it just looks at me and says... Dude.
Yeah, what are you thinking? Well, they found out that if you sleep an hour more, it can equal about $1,500 a year more in salary. Just an hour more a week, on average.
Really?
Yeah. And they've actually looked at time zones, for example. Time zones. You know, when you look at a time zone, the eastern side of a time zone, the sun goes down earlier than on the western side of a time zone.
Yes, that is by definition.
Yeah, by about, in some cases, about an hour and a half difference. Uh-huh. And they found that the people on the eastern side of all of our time zones generally make a little more money than those on the western side of the time zone.
Really? So people living on the border of Nevada and Utah are making more money than the people in Malibu and Santa Monica?
I'm saying you're talking specifics, and I'm talking averages.
Okay.
So on average, they find that that is the case.
Well,
and the reason is
I think having New York and Washington, D.C. on the eastern side of one of our time zones kind of helps skew those numbers, doesn't it?
That does, but on the whole, they believe that it actually has something to do with the fact that people in eastern time zones, because it gets dark earlier, generally go to bed a little earlier.
So let me just be clear on this, Brian.
And they have the data, by the way, to back that up.
So you're telling me that people who don't get up super early, who actually have more sleep and are able to sleep more and sleep in, they're actually more successful, more prosperous. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if they're an employee of a company, they're actually of greater benefit to their company that hires them if they allow them to get more sleep.
That's right. So you're going to have this conversation with our boss?
No, I'm just speaking in general. I think that everybody should, who is up right now trying to, you know, burn the, you know, get up there early and beat the birds to work, I think they should all have a conversation with their boss. Hey, say, boss.
Yeah, that's right.
You want our company to do better?
I need to come to work later.
I need to come to work later.
Yeah.
And that's a great idea.
I don't think that's going to work.
Doesn't translate to morning radio.
I don't think it's going to work in morning radio.
I don't think it does.
It is 5:50.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what it means.
It's a man who has done just fine sleeping in every day.
Yeah.
wouldn't mind me some of that Rush Limbaugh sleeping
hours. Yeah, starting at noon has its charm.
There's an El Rush show.
In the wee small hours of Wednesday morning, when the vote totals indicated a Trump win, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 750 points on the future trade. Lefty New York Times economist Paul Krugman made a bold prediction and shared it. He said, it really does now look like President Trump, and markets are plunging. When might we expect them to recover? Well, if the question is when markets will recover, a first-pass answer is never. Krugman's gloom and doom continued. He said, we're very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. I suppose we can get lucky somehow, but on economics, as on everything else, a terrible thing has just happened, i.e. Trump's victory. Well, guess what? Hours later, the world got a chance to see the value of Paul Krugman's talent. The stock market reversed course. After bottoming out, all the early losses were erased. Later in the day, the Dow surged above its all-time closing high. It ended the day just a few points below that mark, with a gain of 257 points. The market that Paul Krugman predicted would never come back recovered and soared within hours. Not days, not months, not years, not never. Hours. Now, this illustrates perfectly the hysteria the drive-by media has created with their irrational fear-mongering. And it proves the rest of the country doesn't buy into their anti-Trump delusions, which is why the world now calls him president-elect.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more.
Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. Trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
The Thanksgiving Day countdown is about to kick into panic mode. I know it is in my home. And if your family's anything like mine, that means that there are like a million and one things that need to happen fast, like within the next week. And all that chaos and stress is swirling around. I like to surprise Meredith and my mom and my mother-in-law and make their day by sending a beautiful bouquet of multicolored roses. You should do this with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order 24 multicolored roses, you're going to get them for only $24. That's a great deal. 1-800-Flowers, 24 for 24 Thanksgiving deals. 1-800-Flowers works with premier farms around the world, by the way, to ensure you get the best roses available for the best possible price. 24 multicolored roses for only $24 is an amazing offer, and it's a chance for you to be a hero when the women in your life are doing a whole lot of work to make your Thanksgiving perfect. So, to order 24 multicolored roses for only $24 and be a hero, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon, enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click that radio icon and enter Larry. This offer ends Friday.
Your kids' gaming apps could cost you thousands.
Almost $13,000 in debt.
Racked up in just 1 week, and the parents had no idea.
They don't know the difference between real money and fantasy money.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Are parents responsible for the charges? Seven on Your Side's Horace Holmes reveals your rights as a parent when you get the bill.
I was furious.
Learn how to protect yourself from the gaming app money trap. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. With the holiday travel season almost here, break-ins will be on the increase, so now is the time to get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. It's also easy to make the switch and save with Ackerman. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring for that great $19.95 a month. Price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. If technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service gives you total control of your system from any smart device. You can even view live videos of your home for just a few dollars more. Need one more reason? Mention you heard the ad on WMAL and get up to 3 months of monitoring free in November. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security now. Get protected. Switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we still have this activity on the right shoulder in Manassas, and as a result, that adds to the volume delays stacking up. Eastbound 66 as you pass Business 234. It was initially reported as a car fire. Then it was an overheat, but still flashing lights there. Nothing blocked. On 95, 395, just seeing some of the volume forming. And as you head across the 14th Street Bridge, now I'm going to look at this traffic camera because it had been fine just a few moments ago. But 395, again, across the 14th Street Bridge, we may have an incident on the bridge span. On Route 7, we're going to take you eastbound Route 7 as you approach Belmont Ridge Road. That's where we have police activity still from the earlier crash at Route 7 at Ashburn Village Boulevard. Signal light issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
As low pressure moves up the coast, increasing clouds today with a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Rain tonight, mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
39 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let me tell you why you need to pick up the phone and call my friends, real estate agents Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is on fire, selling homes all over the D.C. area. Check this out. Ralph and Pam from Fairfax needed to sell their home fast, and they needed it to be hassle-free. They called Debbie and Sarah. Here's what they did. They immediately had 8 buyers through the house and got the home sold fast. The Reynolds Team have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. If you want your home sold fast and for top dollar, call Debbie and Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. As for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Coming up on WMAF.
Well, Reince Priebus has been named Donald Trump's chief of staff. Stephen Bannon, his chief strategist. How do you feel about those appointments? The phone lines are now open.
And are things about to change in the District of Columbia with regard to the dating scene? Now that there's going to be a whole lot more Republicans, conservatives, and Trump supporters in town, will men be able to date women who are...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.